What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Boys in the East podcast. It is your host Nicholas here with my co-host Aiden. How are you doing today, Aiden?
I'm doing good. A bit of news to talk about today. Especially we're going to just talk about the NFL and the MLB today. It's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, you guys might think it's weird, us getting an episode in midweek, but there's tons of MLB news we have to get to, and a few interesting things in the NFL that we thought we need to clear up before our next episode. So yeah, let's get into the news. Let's start with the NFL. There's not too much to talk about, but there's two, I think, two major stories coming out of the NFL. Aiden, would you like to tell us our first story?
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins, he got waivered. I think it just came out a couple minutes ago.
He went unclaimed.
Yep, he's a free agent now. If I really want to talk about why just he did this thing. Like he went to club and just to celebrate one victory. That he kind like he contributed in the victory, but it wasn't his, like he wasn't the star of the game. And like, oh my gosh, he played so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a young kid. He's 23 years old. He was a first round pick. He got money to spare. It's not like he's a seventh round pick. He thinks of himself as a big baller, and I think the Redskins, or sorry, the football team didn't like his attitude. I think when the Redskins or when the football team moved to Alex Smith as their starting quarterback, you knew there was something up because you don't just put a dinosaur in instead of your first round pick. You used a first round pick on this man. You have to use him somehow. And yeah, I mean, when they moved on to Alex Smith, you knew there was gonna be there's an issue there. And I don't think he fit their scheme. I don't think he fit what they were doing over there in Washington. They're trying to build a winning culture, and Ron Rivera, I guess, didn't like him. Maybe something in his personality, but I mean, I think eventually they had to move on from him. And I think you're expecting this because then his career would just go to waste, and his career would go to waste just like maybe even Sam Donald's career might go to waste. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and like you were saying before, about his attitude, it was I there was reports of that he just showed up so much later than everybody else. He didn't like you're expected that you're the quarterback to show up early to practice and like be a leader in the team, and he wasn't that at all.
Well, I think he was thinking, I'm a first round pick. They have to start me. If they're going to start this old guy over me, I'll eventually get another chance because I'm their first round pick. I think that's what his mentality was. I think his mentality should have been more of, I have to prove myself so I start every single game. Maybe he's not interested in the game of football anymore.
That's an expand on that.
Well, I know there's players that just lose interest in a sport. Maybe don't lose interest, but just don't feel like going out there and don't have like the will and the fire inside them to go out there every single week. Football is a tough sport. There's 16 games. If you make the playoffs, that's more games and practices every week. It's a grind. And maybe Dwayne Haskins just doesn't feel like he's part of that grind. Maybe he was more of a college guy. Because in college, you play less games. It might be harder because you have to balance school and football. But I don't know. Maybe he was into more of a party, school, football, and just repeat. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's what more of his mentality was. I'm not really sure. I mean, he seems like a good kid. If he could change his attitude, maybe he becomes a better player. But this is another thing that just, I don't know, it's interesting. The Giants drafted Daniel Jones at sixth overall because they were afraid the Washington Redskins at the time were going to take him. The Giants wanted Dwayne Haskins. I mean, it's interesting that the Giants got six overall picked Daniel Jones because of this man that is now on a free agency.
Maybe.
That would be weird. Two Ohio State quarterbacks on the same team that went at the same time, I think. I don't remember if they, I bet they're both on the roster at the same time. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. But I'm talking another thing about attitude and attitude in the game of football. Let's talk about J.J. Watt throwing his whole team under the bus, apologizing to the fans for the team's performance. I mean, man, he's really annoyed.
And I think all of us would be. Like, obviously, we're both not a Texans fan, but, like, you can see that, like, Deshaun Watson is good. He's proven that. Like, even without
Deshaun Watson is a top-tier quarterback. He's not legendary, but he's an extremely good quarterback, and any NFL team would be happy to have him as a starter.
I feel like, and he has good wide receivers. They've given him good attempts at wide receivers. Just like he made a chemistry with Will Fuller. Now he was gone for the rest of the season because he, what did he do again? I forgot.
Who?
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller. I think he took drugs. He had that one monster game, and then he got suspended.
Yeah, like. That happened. He made a connection with DeAndre Hopkins. He's gone. Like, he's a good quarterback, but I feel like they don't give him enough. Like, obviously, Will Fuller is not their fault, but, like, they just can't find maybe just a consistency with one person, individual. And I feel like, anyway, they, that Tunsil pick, I mean, trade. They don't have their first round this year.
Yeah, they don't have their first round pick. And right now, the Dolphins are projected to get the third overall pick with that.
Exactly.
And that's crazy.
Especially how the Dolphins have performed this year. That's going to be big for them.
That's
say
huge
if they get
for
the
them.
Third round pick.
100%.
Definitely. And with the Texans, if I'm J.J. Watt, I don't see a good future.
No. I think he either leaves. He should either leave or retire at this point.
Because just it, unless they can make a big trade, which what do you have left at this point? You don't really have anything great.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I don't know if they want to risk it because the fans hate them so much after DeAndre Hopkins, Tunsil, all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, the DeAndre Hopkins pick, I think that was horrible. I don't know about you. That I mean, why do I keep saying
that was awful
trade? Yeah, just the trade was horrible. It was. So in favor for the Cardinals. So in favor. Like, it was like the Texans just intentionally wanted, like, looked at Kyler and, like, oh, that's good. We want him to succeed and we want him to do good. We don't want our kind of young quarterback to do good. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's just. In JJ, if I was in JJ Watt's position, I would feel the same way. I'd be like, I've played for so long and I haven't won a Super Bowl. And I just want to give it to my fans. And I doesn't look like I can. So and I feel like at the beginning of the season was when they were losing, I was kind of more on like, oh, maybe he could go to the Steelers. But would he want to go to the Steelers of how they're looking right now? I know they won, but
yeah, I think I would.
Yeah,
they're good.
Yeah, to be with his brothers, but
oh yeah, I forgot about that. But what would the Steelers have to give up for J.J.
Exactly.
Watt?
And I feel like they kind of need more help, a little bit with especially who's our QB of the future, you know?
Yeah.
But do you want to talk about something else with NFL or?
Yeah, let's go to one more NFL topic before we skirt over to the MLB. Who do you think the Jets will pick? Aiden, let's start with you.
I've been hearing more reports of the possibility of Justin Fields going to the Jets. We were talking about him before. I don't know. I feel like maybe, but I don't know. Because Sam Darnold looks better recently. But it's not like he's, like, what they, I guess, expected when they drafted him still. Like, they don't.
Yeah.
Like, but I just don't. I feel like Trevor Lawrence was such a good fit, kind of, not more for Trevor Lawrence's personal view, but like the Jets' personal view. Like, if you're a Jets fan, you wanted to tank for Trevor Lawrence. And when they won that first game, that's why everybody got so mad. Because if you look at the draft class, it doesn't look so like forgiving for the Jets. Because
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm trying to study the draft class. I'm creating mock drafts right now. We're working on some stuff behind the scenes right now. But after looking at this draft class, I think Zach Wilson's a better quarterback than Justin Fields. I just don't know, man. I don't know about Justin Fields. He's really been suspicious. I mean, what it'll tell me about Justin Fields is this game against Clemson. If he can perform good, I'll say okay. If the Jets take him at number two or number three, wherever, I'll say all right. That's a decent pick. But if Justin Fields doesn't perform well and goes out and does his trash again, then I think the Jets have to start thinking about Zach Wilson trading down. I don't think there's anybody that you take at the number two pick if you're the Jets rebuilding. You can't take an offensive lineman, because if you take an offensive lineman, you're this bad. That's just bad. So we'll see. I'm thinking Zach Wilson, but they have to trade down.
Yeah, so you think that they should trade down? What do you think they would get for that? Like, would you think they would get like just like picks, or would they try and get like an actual player?
Oh, I think they'll get picks. I think they'll get a bunch of picks. They probably could get a future one. They probably can get a future one, a future three, maybe a future two, or a current four. There's a bunch of things
Do you
that they
think the
could do.
Steelers would be a good contender for that, though?
I don't think the Steelers have enough to give up.
The only reason.
I forgot what the Steelers gave up for Minkah Fitzpatrick, but I don't think the Steelers have enough right now. I don't know who would the Steelers pick. They could pick Justin Fields, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like it would have to be someone with like maybe the eighth pick, or someone from the range of like 5 to like 10 or 12.
So, something just quick I want to ask is, how many QBs are there, like pretty decent QBs that could be picked in the first round this year, this draft?
First round QBs, well, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields would be picked in the first round. Zach Wilson, Kyle Trask, probably first round. Trey Lance, yeah, he probably can get in the first round. Mac Jones is borderline first round. Trying to think of the other ones. Those are like the guys that I would say that would make sense for them going in the first round. I'm not sure really who else you could probably put in the first round. There's a lot of later round guys like the Ian Books of the world. Jamie Newman probably couldn't go first round. I think really after Trey Lance, it's just guys that probably go fourth, fifth round, four maybe third round beyond, maybe not second round. It'll be interesting now to see what happens. I think there'll probably be either four or five QBs taken in the first round.
Yeah, and the reason I'm asking is because you say the Jets take one, Jaguars take one, and Trevor Lawrence. The Bengals, unless, like, I think Joe Burrow looks good to be back for next season, right?
The Bengals can't take one. They can't take a quarterback back to back
Dolphins
years.
don't look like they're gonna pick one because
They
Tua, like,
can't.
I know Fitzpatrick is old, and like you probably need a new backup in a way, but I feel like Tua might get angry kind of at that because like he already's kind of sharing his job with Fitzpatrick, so I think he would be upset about that. And then just like I don't like the Colts might because of Philip Rivers aging.
Yeah, the Colts could definitely. They would be a contender. Maybe second rounder, though. I'm not sure
Do the
they'd be
Steelers
the
have a
first
first round
round.
pick?
I don't know.
Because I
I'm
feel
not
like
too sure.
who's the Steelers' backup is Rudolph, and he's not anything special. And the reason why I'm
He's pretty
saying
good.
like I'm kind of all on like the Steelers all of a sudden is that Ben is old. He like
Yeah, he's pretty old. He's good
yeah,
for another
but
year or
he
two.
was good at the beginning of this season, and then I feel like he more showed his regression now in these last couple of games.
Yeah.
And they probably don't make it far in these playoffs, I think. With that, they may make it past the first round,
I
but
don't know.
I don't think, I don't know about the second round.
It'll be
Yeah.
interesting. Football team could would be a contender
Oh
for a
yeah, true,
QB.
yeah.
Maybe the Saints, but probably a second rounder or later in the draft. The Falcons would be a major contender also. Eagles, depending on what they think of Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts after this year. Colts definitely would be a contender. Maybe the Cowboys, if they don't want to pay Dak Prescott anymore. Broncos, if they really want to pass on Drew Lock. Bears would definitely be a contender if they don't feel like Mitchell Trubisky doesn't have it anymore. And the 49ers would be a contender if they think Jimmy G's done.
Yeah, there is a bit more when you think about it, but it's kind of more the team's preference. Like you were saying, Mitchell Trubisky. I think Mitchell Trubisky
Yeah.
is probably more. I think they're gonna keep with him because he looks good recently.
Yeah, he's looking
So,
pretty good, but it'll be
yeah.
interesting. I think there's a few teams. There's definitely like four teams that have to make a decision on what they have to do. And I think most of them will probably, I'm not sure where they'll go, but I feel like there's definitely four teams that many people might not think are QB needs or might take a QB, but might actually take a QB because they have to make tough decisions and they might go the cheaper, younger route.
Yeah.
So I think that's enough for football today. Let's get on to the MLB. MLB, me and Aiden made some awards. We picked our awards. I know we're kind of late, but we decided we're better now than never. So we have our awards for this year. That we'll get to that last. But let's get quickly into Josh Bell. Josh Bell got traded to the Washington Nationals for prospects from the Pirates. Didn't have too good of a year last year. Had a stellar year in 2019, but I'm not really sure what I think of it. I think if those prospects are just nothing, I think the Nationals will win that trade every day of the week. And what do you think of the trade? And what do you think about Josh
Yeah, I
Bell?
think the trade was more in favor for the Nationals, definitely. The two prospects, they're young. They could develop, but I just don't think that they're gonna end up amounting to anything. And then Josh Bell. What I was hearing is that this trade was more for that pitchers start pitching to Juan Soto. And it makes sense because this season Juan Soto had the most intentional walks even though he played 47 games instead of the 60.
He's a dangerous
Definitely.
bat.
And
Dangerous,
what it
dangerous
is,
bat.
they want somebody else in that batting lineup that can hit good as well. So they stop walking Juan Soto. And I think it was a good trade for the Nationals. They needed a first baseman. With Ryan Zimmerman getting older and older, I know he's the head of that a clubhouse, it seems, and he's been there for a long time. He's old. He could be just a clubhouse guy like Brett Gardner has been for the Yankees for a bit. And
Yeah, good.
I think Josh Bell is a good switch hitter. He wasn't that good in 2020. 2019, he was good. At some points, I wanted him to go to the Yankees because if they were, since Luke Voit at some points didn't look so good. But now I don't want the Yankees to trade away Luke Voit, and I'm good with this trade. But I think this is a good trade. Switch hitting bat for the Nationals, and the Pirates get more prospects, which they seem to have a lot of these days.
Well, yeah, I think they're full rebuild mode. They're stripping down. They haven't had an exciting year. They probably won't be contenders for another 2, 3 years. Probably, nah,
Yeah.
4 or 5, 4 or 6 years
Yeah, they need
around there.
definitely Cabrian Hayes and other guys like him to just develop, I think.
I think we've been avoiding it enough today, and we gotta get into the wild Padres. The Padres are going nuts. They are going absolutely mental mode. They are going all in, but they're not being reckless.
Yeah, definitely. Blake Snell, I think the trade.
Good Cy Young, former Cy Young winner. He's not too old. He's older, but he's not like Masahiro Tanaka old. He's not like he's not ancient. He's 28 years old. He's under 30. I think they're just getting ready. They're stocking up, and then they're going to absolutely unload on the league. If they could do what they did this year with that team they had this year, and now they're adding Blake Snell and a Cy Young winner and a Cy Young potential winner, and Yu Darvish, a Cy Young nominee, had a fantastic year. I think it's going to be over. Along with Mike Clevinger, this is
Well,
nuts.
remember Mike Clevinger's out for the whole 2021 season. But what the only thing I don't like about these two trades, I like the Blake Snell trade. I think it's good for both teams. We'll get into the Rays, what we think about the Rays side of this after. But the Yu Darvish trade, I don't love it. It's okay, but I think Yu Darvish is what? Is he like 33 or 34 years old?
Yeah, he's pretty old, but I think he's a safe
But
option. They did trade away Zach
exactly.
Davies, or
That's what I
however you
wanted to
pronounce his
talk
name,
about.
which hurts, but it's necessary for Chicago to
Zach
make that trade.
Davies, I think, is going to have a good year. I think they should have kept him and tried to like put somebody else in that trade. I don't know who it would have been, but I think they should have tried to do something else. I think,
Yeah,
but
but I think the trade was Chicago wants to contend, but they still want to make that trade.
I feel like though, if you keep Zach Davies, you have the best rotation in the league. Now that fifth
Hands
spot
down.
is just open for like four guys. And
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what
like
they
I
do.
still believe right now, since they got rid of Davies, the Dodgers still have the best rotation, but it's really gonna come, well, Dodgers and Indians, but Indians have kind of, oh, sorry, Cleveland team have kind of moved away and traded everybody that gets good except Shane Bieber now, so I don't know. I guess the, what do you think? Who do you think has the best rotation in the league?
I don't know. It's a tough one. I think the Padres are contending. They did sign that Japanese
Yes.
guy. I forgot what
He
position he played,
plays.
but
He
they
plays.
signed it.
I think he plays
Let's
middle
see.
infield and left field.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna help them a lot too. I mean, but they're just monsters. I think they don't even need a fifth starter. I think they don't need it. You can roll into the year. Kind of that fifth starter could either be an opener, maybe get a guy, maybe get a prospect and develop him like you did with the rest of your prospects. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Well, there's a possibility of their, I don't know if he's their top prospect. I believe he is. Now that they brought the other guys up, Mackenzie Gore might be the fifth guy.
Yes, Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie Gore is a beast.
I feel like either they're gonna, there's three ways I think that they have his like bring up from the minor leagues is gonna be either at the beginning of this season that playoffs of next season, because you gotta think they're probably gonna make the playoffs.
Guaranteed. I'm guaranteeing them playoffs unless something crazy
Like
happens.
they might not win. They might win. It could be the first year of the Dodgers maybe not winning. I do though think that there's a possibility that 2022 is the year that they win the division for the first time over the Dodgers. I don't know if they win this season against them. But I think, yeah, I do believe that this Padres team is gonna be so good that in 2022 and 2023 is gonna be probably their best years, with Blake Snell being like 29, 30, and Yu Darvish is, I don't know what's gonna happen with Yu Darvish. I don't know where it's gonna go around in like say the reason like that he's old. But they do have a pretty good looking team with especially Fernando Tatis. He looks really good, and Manny Machado playing like how they wanted him to play since they signed him. But yeah.
Well, this is what I like. I think we should get into the Dodgers versus the Padres. I take this matchup, Dodgers versus Padres. The Dodgers are a good team, but from the words of Logan Paul about his fight against Floyd Mayweather, every day I get better, he gets older. Every day the Padres' young core gets better. Every day Mackenzie Gore gets closer to becoming a MLB ready team, a player. Every day they get better, the Dodgers are just getting older and older. The Dodgers have some good prospects. I'm not saying that. Gavin Lux, Will Smith, and a bunch of other guys, they're good, but they have a lot of older players that they rely on. So every day that this Padres team gets better, every day they keep trading their prospects they don't think can fit long term, they are getting better. While the Dodgers, they're just staying the same. And how long can that happen? How long can the Dodgers keep their core and not get worse?
Now, I'm actually going to look at these two rosters. So you have Will Myers, who's going to probably be the starting right fielder for them. It's just, he doesn't.
He's a
Will
decent
Myers
player.
plays first base. I did not know that.
Yes, he also plays first. He's original
I didn't
first
know that.
baseman.
He's probably going to play right field because they have Mitch Moreland that's going to come back. Or is he a free agent? Is Mitch Moreland a free agent?
I'm not sure. I feel like he
I
is.
do feel like he is, but I also feel like he's not. I don't know. But getting
Oh.
back to what I was saying, Will Myers says he's a right fielder. Then you put him up against Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is 28 years old and he's 30. Mookie Betts is a lot better and is younger by 2 years. Then you look at their shortstop position. Jake Cronenworth. He's good. He came up and
He's a great
definitely,
player.
he's
He's a
really
great
good.
player.
Then you look at the Dodgers, and they still have Corey Seager right now, who's 26 years old as well, and is better. What do you think about that? Do you think Corey Seager can?
I think advantage goes to Jake Cronenworth. And again, Jake Cronenworth can play pretty much any position in the infield. Corey Seager is a good player, but I'm going to give the advantage to Jake Cronenworth and the Padres on that one.
But I am gonna give it to Corey Seager because I feel like he's one of the more underrated people in baseball because of just I think he's good. I think he's just never been able to show it because just stars that have come up on the Dodgers have been overshot just been better than him sometimes. But I don't know. But then. For actually, I didn't even realize that. I said Jake Cronenworth as shortstop, but technically it's Fernando Tatis. Yeah, but for Fernando Tatis, I feel like the Padres infield is just a lot better, though.
The Padres' infield is significantly better, and Fernando Tatis is better than any infielder on the Dodgers, hands down.
Yeah, I'll say that.
And you can argue Fernando Tatis isn't even their number one infielder.
Now, the biggest thing that I have though about the Padres is just their outfield. Because you look at Tommy Pham, who has kind he was injured and then he had the incident where he got shot right? After the season.
I thought it
Oh,
was stabbed.
stabbed, yeah. Then Will Myers, who is just getting older, I feel. And then Trent Grisham, who looks good. I feel
He's a
like
good player.
he needs to
Very good.
kind of get off that cockiness in a way.
Yeah.
He was a little bit too cocky against the Dodgers, and then, like, yeah. But the outfield goes to the advantage of the Dodgers. Infield to the Padres. Starting pitching, I think it's really close, but
It depends on how the free agency goes.
yeah. Like Clayton Kershaw versus Yu Darvish. I'm going with age here, not aces. Those two against each other.
I'll give it a clean.
Yeah, because Clayton's proven longer. Yu Darvish has had some good years, especially last year. But just Yu Darvish could just significantly decrease this year, you know?
Yeah, but how about Clayton Kershaw versus Blake Snell?
I was actually gonna. I know they're both lefties, but I was gonna go with Blake Snell versus Walker Buehler. I think Walker Buehler is better.
Well, how about Blake? I was thinking Walker Buehler will be a better matchup for Mike Clevinger. Clayton Kershaw will be a better matchup for Blake Snell. And then we'll see how the rest of the team fills out.
I feel like the Dodgers just have been known to have a strong rotation, and I feel like Dustin May will have a good year.
Yeah, he's a good young talent.
I think he's really good. And then also Julio Urias as well. I think he's gonna do good. But it's close there, and then relieving, I think, has to go to the Dodgers. They pick up so many guys and that are older and then turn them into studs. Just the one issue has to be Kenley Jansen. I think they either need to get rid of him somehow or just tell him, hey, you're not our closer anymore. Because he has so many issues in closing. And I think it's, I don't know why, but it's like you were saying, it's kind of like our old Chapman. I think we talked about one time. Like, for some reason, they just have issues closing out games. And
Yeah.
it's not, like, it has cost them. Like, it's cost the Dodgers. It's cost the Yankees, especially with their oldest. And I feel like I feel like they both need to be told, hey, you're no longer our closer, or something like that. Just. Yeah, that's my main issue about the Dodgers bullpen. What do you think about the Padres bullpen?
I think the Padres bullpen's decent. It's nothing special, but I think it's pretty good.
Like, isn't Ken Ken Trevor Rosenthal free agent though?
He might be, probably.
I feel like that was a kind of big piece that they probably should have re-signed by now, if they were going to re-sign him.
Yeah, I feel you.
But yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch their series. It's
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
definitely a fun matchup. And then the last thing I want to get in with MLB news, is just why with the Rays.
Well, this is what I think. I think the Rays are seeing something in these prospects that a lot of other teams aren't. Same way the Padres saw a lot of things in their prospects when they were trading and rebuilding. I think the Rays realized they've hit their peak, and now if they don't tear down now, they're gonna not peak again for a while. So they feel like this may be the perfect time to have the young pieces trade away some of the older players, some of the disgruntled players. And really work on hitting that peak again as soon as possible. I think the Rays know what they're doing. I think they do.
Yeah, I do too. But now the real thing that I have an issue with is that is they got good players, good young players for Blake Snell. I don't like that you still as a like somebody that could be like just thinking of a Rays fan of that thinking like maybe it wasn't that. This reason, but thinking that you traded away our ace because our coach did a bad job in the playoffs of pitching wise.
Well, yeah, but they also didn't make the World Series. Not more than, oh, many other teams can say. 30 teams can't say that.
But
Or
if you look,
30 teams?
what I've also seen is that if you look at his stats, he didn't go once the whole season after six innings.
Yeah.
And
Well, I think they were trying to play conservative then. They don't want him to get
but
injured.
then you look at Trevor Bauer. Did they play conservative with him in Cincinnati? No, because they knew he
Well, I
can,
think they knew
but
that.
they.
I think they knew he wasn't coming back.
Well, maybe. But then you also look at Shane Bieber. Did they play conservative with him? No. He's young.
Yeah,
They could have said,
yeah.
"Hey, you're young. We're not going to overwork you. We don't care if you can win your Cy Young when you're young."
Yeah, I think they were trying to contend. I think the Rays weren't trying to contend, but at the same time, they ended up contending. So it kind of just everything fell in place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say.
Maybe on their plan for when they plan on really being a powerhouse like the Dodgers and the Yankees, maybe that is in, I don't know, 2 more years. We don't know. There couldn't we could be all living in the Rays world. We don't know.
Well, I don't really think so. I think they, in this trade, I like what, I don't like what the premise looks like of the trade, but I like what they got in return with Patino and Mejia. Mejia looked kind of good. He though is 25 years old, which is kind of like he's not old, obviously, but he's still older than, say, Patino, who's 21. But Mejia, I think it'd be a good starting catcher if they I think they brought back Mike Zunino, but the two of them could be good. And Patino, I don't know if they're gonna keep him in the majors or give him maybe 1 more year. What do you think about that? Do you think they could give him 1 more year in the minor leagues, send him back down?
Maybe to develop him. We'll see.
Because he's technically, he already come up. He doesn't have like a whole rookie season to do to play. So they could send him down maybe for half a season, and if he does good, maybe bring him back up for the second half.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Definitely interesting. I know I say that a lot, but this will definitely be an interesting circumstances.
Yeah, I the Yankees and that division, it looks like I think next year they're gonna like the Rays see that the Blue Jays are coming. For it as well, and the Orioles, to be honest, they don't look horrible because Trey Mancini's gonna come back and he's gonna be ready for that. Best wishes to him that that everything stays good with him. And their team didn't look too horrible at the beginning of that se this season. And they could be coming as well. Maybe they, like you were saying, that. And also adding on, they saw this, these teams coming that haven't been in contention for a bit, and being like, we can't contest with them with the players that we have, so we're gonna try and get some prospects and work up for the future when they might not have people. But yeah, I just the main thing is that I just didn't like the premise of why they traded him, because I think Kevin Cash made a. Like when I watch, I don't think he made good decisions. I don't know about you, but I just feel like he didn't make good decisions. And like they did good because they had good pitching and they and Randy Arozarena. Like I think that's really what it is. It was Randy Arozarena, Brandon Lowe during the regular season, but Randy Arozarena during the playoffs, and that's why they made it. But not Kevin Cash. I don't think Kevin Cash really deserves any. In my, what I think, I don't think Kevin Cash deserves anything. He doesn't deserve any praise for what he did to bring him to this point. I think it's just it was Randy Arozarena who did good. It was Blake Snell who did good. It was Brandon Lowe who did good during the regular season that got them there. Not And also, kind of the Yankees not performing the best that they could with all their injuries, I think, because I think if the Yankees didn't have all these injuries again, it would have been their division again. I don't think this season would have happened like it did.
All right, so I think we got enough about the Rays. Let's quickly get through our awards, and then we'll wrap it up for today. So let's go AL MVP. We tried to be a little out of the box here. You know, we weren't going to pick this always the same exact ones as they pick for the awards. So let's start AL MVP. I picked DJ LeMahieu. He played good this year. He carried the Yankees somewhere, and I think he deserved it. How about you, Aiden? What do you pick?
I picked Bieber. A lot of people probably don't want a Cy Young winner to be a MVP. And some points I also don't want it to, because like they have their own award that's basically the pitcher's MVP. But I think he played better than a bit of people in the – like a lot of – like almost everyone in the AL.
Yeah, except the postseason.
Yeah.
And then we got NL MVP. I picked Fernando Tatis Jr. I think he was just an exciting player. Maybe a reach, but I feel like he was just so exciting, and he's so good this year, and he helped San Diego so much. I think it was just I think that would have really capped off his year if he could take home MVP.
I went with the other Padre, Manny Machado, because I feel like Manny Machado played really good, and I almost picked him for the comeback player of the year that we have as one of the awards, but I decided to go. I think Manny Machado could have easily won it as well as much as Freddie Freeman. I think they gave it to more Freddie Freeman because he was older and he hasn't won an MVP, but he's been a good player throughout his whole career. But I think Manny Machado can see a MVP in his future, maybe in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For AL Rookie of the Year, I went with Kyle Lewis and Luis Robert. I kind of split that one. I felt like they both had exceptional years, and I couldn't justify giving it to Luis Robert, who I wanted to give it to, and not give it to Kyle Lewis. So I had to settle on giving it to both.
Yeah, and I just went with Kyle Lewis because Robert kind of fell off in the second half of the season after those first 30 games. Robert, I think, definitely was Rookie of the Year at the beginning. Just Kyle Lewis was the most consistent throughout, I think. Maybe not the most outstanding, but there wasn't that many rookies that were, like, really outstanding in the AL that maybe, like, were better than him throughout the whole season. But, yeah, Luis Robert was just good during the first half and not really the second. That's why I didn't pick him.
Yeah, so then for National League Rookie of the Year, I went with Jake Cronsworth. I think it's self-explanatory. He had a monster year. I think he really shocked the world, and everyone sees what he can do. And I think he'll be a huge part of San Diego's future. And it's scary, this infield. Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado, and Jake Cronsworth, that's just three players in that infield. That's scary how good that could possibly be.
Yeah, and their catching position, even though they've made so many deals there, they still seem to have, like, three people that could start from them.
Yeah, Austin Nola, he could play both catcher and first base, and he's a good player, too. I couldn't give him the award. I don't even think he's eligible for the award, but I think Jake Cronsworth deserves it. For Cy Young for the AL and NL, we kind of went the same. There was no second option here. We both picked Bieber because we both thought he had a monster year. And I think everyone can agree with that. Same with Bauer. I don't think there's any explaining to do there. What do you think?
Yeah,
Aiden?
Same. Bieber is probably going to end up winning two Cy Youngs in his career, I think. He's probably going to win one more, like when he's around like 29 or 30. And Bauer, I think he said one time, he's getting better with age. So I think whatever team
Bieber. What scares me about Bieber is the postseason. That was disgusting.
It was really. He did good in the regular season, which is where he needs to start in. With the Indians looking to trade Francisco Lindor, I don't know. They might not get to the postseason next season.
Yeah. So then for AL Manager of the Year, I went with Bob Melvin from the Oakland A's. I just thought the Oakland A's surprised everyone. They got set, they're tied for second in the AL with 26 losses. I just thought, and then they held off. They actually were able to beat the Houston Astros. I just felt like that was enough for me, and I went Bob with this one. I just thought he brought together a group of guys that had a ton of potential, and he brought them, and he took them, and he made them winners. Honestly, I thought they might finish third in the division, maybe even fourth, I thought, because I thought the Angels would be more competitive, and I thought the Mariners were going to be competitive, and I thought the Astros were going to take first, but he really shocked me, and they turned it up, Oakland. Gotta give him credit.
Yeah, sure. And I went with Rink Rentiera, or how you say that name. But I went with him because I know they fired him, but I feel like how he put together that lineup that did, and in my, even though they might have not won as many games as the Indians, which I don't think they did. I think they lost like a two or three more than them, but I feel like they were a better team, like than the
Yeah.
Indians. And I feel like he put,
It felt like
yeah,
they're
and
a
I feel
better
like he
team.
put that together. And I think they shouldn't have fired him, to be honest.
Bob Mangley, we both went for Manager of the Year in the NL. I went Freddie Freeman for Comeback Player of the Year. I thought he had a pretty good year this year. And I no, he had a great year this year, obviously. And then I felt like last year, maybe not as good as maybe I thought he would. I put him as Comeback Player of the Year. Aiden, you went Jose Abreu.
Yeah, on Jose Abreu, 'cause he did really good this season. He hasn't been that good for a long time. And I feel like that's a real comeback player.
Yeah, and then for relief pitcher, I went Nick Anderson. I thought he had a terrific year for a closer. I know he was hurt, so he didn't get too many innings, but I think if he played the whole year, he could have actually really gotten turned more heads than he did.
One thing I just want to say about Nick Anderson, I didn't pick him because if we're taking, I don't know if we really are taking in the postseason, but you had talked about Bieber with the postseason. But Nick Anderson had a horrible postseason. That's why I didn't pick him.
If we can pick Bieber for Cy Young, we can pick Nick Anderson for relief pitcher of the year.
No, I know, but Bieber deserved Cy Young. I know he had a bad postseason, but he was just better than every other pitcher in the AL. So, yeah. But then, yeah, my pick was Liam Hendricks. He was good. I hope he gets a good spot for a team. Hoping the Yankees are just a good team where he can win a World Series.
Yeah. Then I went for infielder of the year. I went Jose Ramirez. I thought he wasn't MVP level yet. I thought he was just there. I think infielder of the year for third baseman Jose Ramirez was perfect for him.
I don't know why. You're not talking about my picks, but I just want to say this is my last one talking about yours. I don't think so. I think people overrated Jose Ramirez, especially this year. He didn't do good at the beginning of the season. He did good all at the second half. He didn't like. I don't know why all of a sudden people thought he did the best of his career in 30 games of the last part of the season. If you look at his stats at the first 30 games, he wasn't that good at all. And yeah, I guess technically he did carry that team at the end with Lindor not doing anything, but I don't know. I feel like people overrated him a lot, especially being rated what, second as MVP. I don't know. That's my thought of it. But yeah, I picked DJ LeMahieu as the best infielder of the year. I think it was either him or Machado for me, because I was looking whole year, and I feel like they both did really good the whole year. But I picked DJ because he helped out the Yankees more than Manny Machado did with having help from with Fernando.
Yeah, so then for outfit of the year, we both went Juan Soto. I think it's self-explanatory. And then we both, for DH of the year, we both went Marcell Ozuna, where he had a monster year. Anything you'd like to say about the two last two?
Juan Soto, what we were talking before, I think he's gonna have a monster year next year as well. And Marcell Ozuna, if he stays with Atlanta, I think he's gonna have a monster year. And I think if he doesn't stay with Atlanta, I think he's still gonna have a really good year.
Yeah. So I think that just about does that for us today. We have a question, but we'll get to it next week because it's more football related. We talked a lot about baseball this week. But yeah, so we'll get back to you guys. You guys will probably hear this episode on so oh no, we'll probably hear this episode midweek this week. I hope you guys have a good 2021 if we don't get back to you. But we should come out with our Week 17 NFL preview on Sunday. Yeah, hope you guys have a happy new year, and we might get back to you with the 2020 year in review. We'll see. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Boys and East Podcast. Eventually, when we get around to it and we figure some things out, we'll posting an NFL mock draft. I think that'll be the first thing we'll post. So thank you all for listening, and hope you had a good time, and God bless. Bye.
Bye.